Yeah, good morning, Patton. This is Siskiyou County EOC. Copy you a circuit merit 5 this morning. And this
at the Santa Cruz County Emergency Operations Center, tucked into the grounds of the De La Viega Golf Course, Alan Fugelseth sits at a microphone in front of a radio transceiver the size of a mini fridge, waiting for his turn.
TUW or WB6RWU at the mic.
Thank you very much, Alan. Copy you get solid 5 at this station.
Every Wednesday, the Net Control Station in San Bernardino leads a roll call of emergency centers in the state. A good solid 5 means a clear signal, able to send and receive messages in case of an emergency. Fugelseth isn't an employee of Santa Cruz Emergency Services, though. He's a volunteer and a ham.
We're hams. That's a very old designation for amateur radio operators.
In the early 1900s, hobbyists broadcasting outside professional radio frequencies were described as hams, an old insult used for incompetent actors. But they embraced the term, forming a community of operators licensed by the FCC. Some just want to make contact and socialize with other hams, but many, like Fugelseth, also use their skills to transmit during an emergency.
Power goes down, the cell tower goes down, and then you have tens of thousands of devices that are sitting idle because there's no signal being fed to them. Or the amateur radio operator just pick up his equipment and drive down the road, portable, and sit there and operate.
The room next to the transceiver is the hub where county government and organizations like the Red Cross would gather. Members of ARES, the Amateur Radio Emergency Service, would work in shifts, sending messages to hams on the ground in hospitals, shelters, and schools. There are about 170 people on the Amateur Radio Emergency Service roster for Santa Cruz, creating a network of volunteer support. And Charles Cap Pennell is their emergency coordinator.
With our network on the air, we can all kind of hear what each other is doing, and that's encouraging to us. Makes us want to be part of that group, and that's useful.
The group has made itself useful in various emergencies over the years. When the sabotage of underground fiber optic cables left parts of Santa Cruz and Santa Clara counties without phone service in 2009, Pennell and other volunteers relayed hospital food and supply orders. And when a 7,800-acre wildfire broke out later that year in the Santa Cruz Mountains, hams helped coordinate the transport of hundreds of large animals to safety. Other times, the volunteers help by simply broadcasting what's going on in their neighborhoods, what Pennell calls the ground truth.
That helps people understand what's going on in places other than their own, just because they hear it all on the radio.
Operators might describe rising water levels or the extent of storm damage on the coast, which is what Pennell did in 2011.
They said tsunami watch, so we all went down and watched the tsunami.
Across the country, skilled hobbyists are still using this old technology for new emergencies. For this close-knit group, the job consists of a few crises and a whole lot of uneventful Wednesday mornings in between. Pennell says he and his fellow hams are motivated by a love of the technology itself.
It feels good to be able to help out whoever would like our help with communications. But mostly we're here to have fun, and really that's the key. We have to have fun with it in order to be any good at it over time.
He's optimistic that the charm of this medium will keep people on the amateur airwaves and in the emergency communications loop for another century. I'm Kelly Cervic.